time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, October 8th. It's Columbus Day, but we're here.
Is that why there's no fucking traffic
That's
on the road?
That's why there's no traffic. Did
you
notice?
Oh, my God.
People take their Columbus Day seriously.
Because you know what?
What?
I was, like, going to text you, like, I fucked up. I'm late this morning. I'll tell you why, though. And I'm going to be there. And I got here in 10 minutes.
Yes,
and
you
I
did.
Was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's
yeah.
why. Yeah.
So, so I was late. I had a really shitty weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday was good. Yesterday was a really good day. But Saturday, I was, mm-hmm. like, really had a hard day, really rough. And I kind of flipped out. Like, I literally flipped out later in the day.
Really?
I decided to break things. Yeah. And long story short, I was in a really upset mood anyway.
Yeah.
And a roommate comes in, and he's like, basically threw my turtle away. Threw my turtle away.
What?
So after having a horrible week of, you know, two crashes, the car crash, the motorcycle, the boyfriend breaking up, and like just all this craziness, then he's like, yeah, I threw your turtle away. What? Why? So I was really upset. It was like devastating. So I kind of flipped out and, broke a few things and
wow.
went nuts in the house because I felt like violated, you know?
Yeah.
And long story short, I threw all their toothbrushes in the toilet.
Oh my God.
Oh, I got fucking evil. I get really, when
yeah.
I flip, I will ruin your life. So I did a lot of things that we won't need to mention, but that happened. So then they did it to
yeah.
me. Well, just the toothbrush thing. So this morning I realized, shit, like, I had another toothbrush and I hid it somewhere. I don't know where I put it. So I had to, like, go out and get another toothbrush. So I was going to be late because I had to go get a toothbrush and come back and brush my teeth. And then I was like, shit,
oh
what the time
God.
Is it? I know.
You can brush your teeth with your finger in the morning
That's
and then later.
Disgusting.
Why?
Ew.
Why? You wash your hands. Then you can do that at
that
least,
doesn't
you know.
Really get it off.
No, it doesn't, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of weird, like, before you even, you know, get
yeah.
ready and everything to go and. Get a toothbrush, but yeah.
Whatever.
So, are you calmer today?
I feel better. I feel a lot better.
Good.
Yeah.
You're creating a lot of stress in your life, I gotta say. But what happened with the turtle? So
such an asshole. Like,
so
okay.
it's gone?
So yeah. So basically, what happened was the turtle tank needed to be cleaned out, and I was letting the water go down so that I could, like, because I can't lift anything right now because I'm crippled, was going to dump it into like a bucket and then
right.
get someone to carry it into the kitchen, and then I was gonna clean it out and do the cleaning that I normally do. Well, no, they decided that some of my roommates decided to pour more water in it, so it was full again,
mm-hmm.
but it was really gnarly water because it needed to be clean. And I'm like, what? You're fucking retarded? Because they're high. You
right.
know what I mean? And I'm
yeah.
like, are you kidding me? So I got really
they
mad.
They do crazy shit.
Yeah, this is what they do. And so then they decided, well, this isn't right. So they took the whole thing out and put it in the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, where's my turtle? Oh, we put it in the dumpster. What do you mean you put my turtle in the dumpster? Like, what?
Yeah.
What are you thinking, you stupid dumbass? Like, seriously? So I flipped out. And long story short, we wound up letting the turtle go in the river out back because it was already outside. And it was just such a disaster. It's like, are you kidding me right now? Like,
yeah.
you stupid fucks. But I felt violated because it was my roommate that I used to date and his girlfriend that moved in with us. And I'm like, who in your right mind? I know it was both of you together. And who are you to move in? Like, she's cool, but for you to touch my shit, now I'm going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
So I kind of went crazy. I went crazy.
Yeah. I don't blame you for being mad, you know, but, you know, as far as your temper, that's you. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but it was the last, it was the last straw.
Yeah.
It was like I couldn't handle
it. I mean, it sounds
else.
Like it. Yeah. I
so
mean,
it was really bad.
I would be really pissed too.
It was disastrous. And yeah. But anyway, so yesterday was good. I mean, I went to the Ravens. I watched the Ravens play and I won a bunch of prizes and I was excited.
Really?
I got a new
Did
Ravens.
They win?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, excuse me.
Yeah. Just barely, but yeah. I got a Ravens purse, and I got a Ravens hat, and I got a koozie, and I was really excited. And wow. They were, like, giving all the stuff out, and I was, like, just sitting at my chair, being a cripple, and I got all the stuff, and I'm like, yes.
All the stuff came to you, huh?
The cripple wins. I'm really excited. And then I went to the Haunted Hayride last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's that, in Hollywood?
No, it's in Griffith Park. It was a big event for the launch of it, which was really cool, because one of my favorite shows is the show Shameless. So they were all there last night, so that was pretty cool. Like, so there was a big carpet, big black carpet. It was fun. And so I went with my girlfriend, and we had a blast. And of course, like, I had to go so far in order to get to, like, the actual hayride part. I'm like, this is an actual fucking workout. So, but it was good. It was fun. Creepy. Some of it was like, you know, whatever, like boo, and you're like, but some of it, like, they spent a lot of money and time on all, like, the preparation part. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty elaborate.
So I say definitely go. And what was neat, too, is when you come out of it, there's, like, this whole, like, crazy psycho fair. So there's, like, you know that weird place in Venice where they, like, stick things in them and they, like, eat glass and the freak show.
Yes.
So they were there at the end, and they did a bunch of that kind of stuff. And then there were a bunch of other people that were doing some freak stuff. So that was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah.
There were psychics. I went to one. That was weird.
Duh.
Yeah, but it was like, really good. And
really?
I'm like, yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, not like a crystal ball or anything.
No, but, you know, she was really good until the very end. She's like, there's negativity and you need to buy my candles. And I'm like, all right, this is full of fucking crap. Like, are you fucking kidding me? But she actually, like, was really good. And then she said that, and I'm like, she just went downhill from that. But yeah, it was good. It was a fun time.
Wonderful. Packed. Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
My weekend was boring, so we can move on to the next.
Awesome. There's so many Halloween things that are going on right now. Like, I'm going to go to the Not Scary Farm thing soon. I'm really stoked about that.
Yeah.
Then there's, like, the Halloween Horror Nights at Universal, which is always really fun. The thing with that is,
so,
like,
you go to all of them, huh?
Halloween's my favorite holiday.
Really? Yeah.
But, like, the Universal is really fun. Except the only cool thing I have to say about it is when you first walk in, there's, like, a big haunted house. And that's the most fun. And then everything else is like, whatever. It's just you're riding roller coasters in the dark. Big fucking deal. So honestly, like, it's not worth $60 to go.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot. If you get, like, comp tickets, then you're going to go, which I'm going to go. But, like, if you're going to pay, I wouldn't pay $60 for it. Like, it's not worth $60.
It's a lot of money.
Only cool thing there is the big haunted house. But it's so cool that it's like, okay. And the rest is just, like, if you want to do rides in the dark, like I said, that's all it is. And they run around and, like, scare you. But Not Scary Farm's the same damn thing, and it's $30. So,
oh, really? It's half the price?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So why not?
Yeah.
And it's way cooler.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay, well, sounds good. You know, I better get into the holiday spirit, you know?
You should.
Usually Halloween, I don't participate in it, you know?
Right. So
I don't know.
Fun.
I mean, just costumes seem silly to me. I don't know why.
Half-naked girls running around.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, let them wear costumes. But
this is the night you get to touch.
Yeah, really? Okay.
I get away with it.
All right, I'm getting a costume.
All right,
here.
I'm gonna be looking at the light. I don't know.
All right, well, let's bring in our guests because they're eager to get on the mic here. And first we have Joey Olson, who's a host on the station. He's a friend of the show, a friend of ours. And he's got Guy Talk Radio Wednesdays at 7 right here.
And he brought us booze.
Yeah.
He brought us booze.
Smells like
lotion. Always
got
to bring booze. You guys don't even have to introduce me anymore. I'm just the guy that sits in the background and narrates.
Yeah,
but this booze smells like lotion. Like, if you smell it, it really smells like girly lotion.
Well, don't tell me that because I don't like lotion.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? But, you don't like lotion?
No, I hate lotion. It's
so
gross.
So, wait, you've never whacked off with lotion?
Well,
exactly.
Once or twice, I don't like all these smelly scents. You know the these weird.
I thought.
Oh, it smells like girl. Pamela is feeling real good today.
You've never dipped into your wife's stash and used the lotion.
Nah.
No, I don't either. I don't.
Really? You've never done that either?
I don't use lotion.
I've got my like if I'm not home, I've got my guys using my lotion. And
really.
I'm like, well, I'm like, I don't care. That's cool. And I'm like, well, it smells good.
Yeah.
Smells like lavender. Now go wash it off before that goes inside me.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, welcome to the show, Joey.
Oh, why, thank you.
And we have a very special guest in the studio. This is the first time you've been on the show.
Yes.
And you are Brandy Aniston.
I am. Hi.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for getting up so early for us. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Especially on a holiday. You know?
I didn't know it was a holiday until you told me. I just was confused by the traffic. I thought something was going wrong with Hollywood.
Right?
I get to hear these guys talk about, oh, it's so early to get up. And I'm like, I leave for work at like 5:30.
Oh.
The hell are you guys talking about?
We try not to complain, but when you walk in here tired, it's hard not to say anything.
Sam's like, I just have to drive down the street by 10 o'clock. And, oh, it's so tired and traffic's awful.
What time do you go to sleep, Joey?
Well, it depends whether the baby's awake or not.
Right.
Most time around 10.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I go to sleep at 2.
Well, that's your own fault.
No, it's not, but that's why I'm tired in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, it's my fault, but that's
right. I go to sleep around 10 or 11.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I could, man, but this is my best time to work, you know?
Well, yeah, all the best shows come on at like 10 o'clock, Skinamax.
This is why I record them for later.
They have the Adult Swim on at night.
And yeah.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Robot Chicken.
I don't want to watch Squidbillies and all those shows. Educational.
That's right.
Totally.
Yeah. So, Brandy, you're in porn, in adult films.
I am.
And we'll find out. Well, I'm letting the audience.
Are you sure?
Know.
Wait, this is that show? I'm just kidding.
So you're in porn, and we'll find out everything about you and everything. How long have you been doing this now?
About 4.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been
wow.
Yeah, I mean, wow. You know, usually you don't hear people in the business for that long.
You know what? No, you don't. It's a revolving door. You're either in the first 3 months or your ass is kicked right back out. And
wow.
Yeah.
Either that or you call a retirement. And then you come back 6 months later and you're like, I'm back.
Yeah, back from retirement.
You know, I can't lie. I pulled that a couple times in the beginning.
Did you really?
But, you know, it's hard. It's not an easy business to swallow and it's not easy to.
Literally.
Especially you. Yeah. I was doing some
not
research.
Not ironic or anything. Yeah. Or whatever.
I was doing some research on her last night.
Oh,
so
no.
I know what we talk about.
Were you at 2 a.m.?
I mean, good. Yeah, exactly.
Sam wants to let you know about the intimate experience you guys had last night. But you weren't there.
There you go. but Google is full of your pictures, and you are hardcore. I mean,
you were hard last night, is what you were
who,
saying.
Me? well, that's beside the point. But
I thought all porn was hardcore. I mean, what?
Well,
I
don't know. Sometimes we get porn stars in here, and they either do fetish, or they do solo, or they even do girl.
Oh, that's not a porn star then.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
you're just an actor.
No, you're just just sliding in, doing solos, making some cash, and mommy and daddy don't find out, or whoever else I want to find out. I mean,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's
porn
not porn.
Star, porn. You gotta have some movies behind you and be able to
that's
Google
true,
you and
but,
find every part of your body.
But I mean, you get banged so hard. I mean, it's like
oh my god.
You're based on these pictures. I mean,
oh
anal,
my god.
It's like deep anal and
pictures,
everything, you know.
By the pictures, you can tell so much.
Oh yeah.
It's totally just like that. I'm screaming just like that when I'm taking the photo.
Yeah.
No, honestly, you'd be shocked to know that it's not as...
It's an act.
No, I know. But what about in films and stuff?
What do you mean?
I mean, isn't it like what you see on the screen?
Think we do that all like straight through and stuff?
No,
it's like 30 seconds at a time.
No. Okay. Here's the thing.
But it doesn't matter.
There's performers I can work with
right.
that... You can tell us what we're going to do, and we're going to get the scene done fluidly. We'll get it done through the scene. It's hot. That's real.
Right.
And it's legit. There's other performers. We stop. We, you know, transition, sorry to ruin porn. Not trying to. But, you know, you transition, and there's things like that. So it's not this girl just getting banged out. You know,
okay.
there's performers that I work with that, yeah. That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's more scenes you're more excited for than others. So,
right.
You know, there's those males that can do it. And there's the males that we call play acting. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you prefer to work with the real ones.
The real males?
The real males.
As opposed to the she-males or the fake males?
As opposed to the play actors.
No. I prefer and I only work with pretty much the top males in this business and the pros. I love the guys that know what they're doing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And do you enjoy the work? I mean, you know, obviously you have to, but some people don't.
Yeah, I do enjoy what I do. It's what I do, and I love the ability to be able to get to act and model and be in front of a camera and act out fantasies and things like that. Now, you know, we are professionally trained, and you learned over the years how to get better and better. And the acting part of it has been probably even more challenging, and the sex part of it as well. So, you know, it's a growing process, but it's a real business, and you treat it like a real business. So, yeah, the sex is fun and all that, but there's a deeper business behind it that people don't understand.
That's what we understand. I mean, that's what we hear, and, you know, I've been reading up on it. But you're right. I mean, that's the perception.
Yeah, they've been doing all these cool, like, I didn't even know about these parodies that they've been doing lately.
I do all those. That's right up my alley.
With James Bartley, and he's like in almost all of them.
James actually, I have Sexy from Wicked Pictures. I choreographed, it's a dance movie from Brad Armstrong, and James was in that. He was like the announcer. He was the only one that really spoke. And then he also just did, I did a Breaking Bad XXX parody, and he played Hank, and it was hysterical. I mean, he hit it right on the head.
Really?
He's a great actor.
Yeah,
he's a great dude.
Well, he was a mainstream actor for a while, right?
You know what I think?
didn't he win a bunch of awards for non-sex scenes or something like that?
Of course, James wins a lot of non-sex scenes awards because his acting is really superb. And there's a few males in this business that were or are or in and out of the mainstream acting business. Most people are. Most people are people who wanted to go out and be actors in this mainstream industry, and we can either break through or we can't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You get that, Joey?
Yes.
Okay.
Something along those lines. Well, the thing that I was thinking about was I've just like been noticing like certain words she's been saying, and I'm like, well, am I thinking this now because she's a porn star or not? She's like, well, the ins and outs. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I have a lot of innuendos lately. I mean, seriously.
I was actually going to make comments, but I decided not to.
I
make the comments.
I do it all the time if people are like, oh, that's what she said.
So, Brandy, are you originally from L.A. or did you move here?
I was born in Huntington Beach, California.
Oh, wow.
And I was raised out in a smaller town called Canyon Lake. It's out by the Temecula area. Mm-hmm. And now I reside in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Good old Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, did you have a normal childhood? I mean, was it good? Or?
My childhood was absolutely amazing. It was a fairy tale. I had two older brothers. I'm Armenian and Thai. I grew up with a great life. My parents owned a mortgage company. I worked for them, did a lot of modeling and acting. And unfortunately, my parents passed away at a young age for me. So
both of them
are passed away. So yeah. So that way, thanks, babe. So that's why, you know, I kind of had to venture off and do something that still kept me in front of a camera, but that I knew I could do as a business.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how old were you?
How old was I when I... When I started...
When they passed away.
When they passed away, my dad, I was a senior. My mom, I was 21.
Wow.
So it was a couple years between each other.
Okay.
So I started dancing a little bit before my mom had passed because the mortgage industry, rates drop, everything got fucked in it.
Right.
So I had to start dancing, support myself a little bit. And I just had girl after girl after girl tell me you need to get in this business, and goddamn it, if I would have back then.
Yeah.
The internet boom was then. But I got in a little later, and after my mom passed, and I've been in ever since. So, and it was much better for me than stripping. I'm not a 4 a.m. in the morning hustle type girl.
Yeah. But there's good money in stripping, right?
Of course, but you have to literally hustle and talk your way in, and after dancing for a while, it gets like a vicious cycle. With porn, it's a business. I make appearances, I do events, I can do charity work, I can do films, I can do whatever there is I need to do, and have my own website. So, and I get to create it with the people that I most want to.
Well, you know, the thing with like stripping and making the money. Well, I used to work at a Cadillac dealership a while ago, and
how is this gonna come in here? I don't know how this is fitting in here.
All the tricked out Escalades that used to come in all the time. You'd see the girls get
the
out.
Stripper.
Yeah, they were always strippers. You'd find their little like outfits in the back of the cars and stuff, and be like, I wonder what she does. Or maybe she's just freaky. I don't know. I mean, whatever.
She keeps songs in her glove compartment for fun.
Yeah.
So they passed away at a later age for you. It wasn't like, I'm sure it was traumatic and everything, but it's not like when you're a child and you don't have anybody to take care of you.
I don't have any family left.
Really?
Yeah, no. I have a significant other, though, who is also in the industry, and that's my support system. So,
how long have you guys been together?
We have been married a little over a year and a half.
So. Oh, awesome. Congrats.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing, and he's my support system, and I've made a family out of my publicist and my agent and everybody who's with me behind this whole cool thing we've got going.
Yeah. And where are your brothers? What happened with
my
that?
Brothers, I have an older one I speak to once in a while, and the other one kind of just disappeared.
Drift away.
They kind of abandoned me after the whole thing happened. They're much older than I am, so there's like 15 years separating both all of us. So.
I see. Okay. And once you got into the industry, they sort of like turned
their back. Well, yeah, now kind of they only call, and only since they've seen me in magazines and things like that for like, hey, I think I need to borrow like $200 or something.
Really? You know? So they come to you for money now.
Yeah, so it's not like a phone call I usually answer. Yeah. It's not to see me for the most part.
Yeah, do you tell them which like magazines to avoid so they're not like, my God, it's my sister?
No, because I think it's hysterical that they get asked those questions because it just makes them uncomfortable, so it makes me giggle.
That's cool. So you married someone in the industry. That's what usually happens, right? Because it's hard to marry civilians, no?
Not always. You know what? I got to say, there's only a few strong relationships in the industry, and it's not easy. You know, whether you are with a director, photographer, agent, talent, whatnot, it's a challenge, you know. Porn is a challenge. This industry is a challenge, and it takes a toll on everything. So to stay a couple is very difficult. There are many couples that try, but it's very difficult to actually stay together.
Well, is it mostly because of like jealousy or just like relationship
jealousy? A lot of the male talent might not act a certain way on a set that you would particularly want your significant other acting, which is why, you know, with me, I have my list of my guys that I work with, and they're professional and they know what they're doing. But I've witnessed girls just like terrified to come to set because of how these guys act, and it's just not fair, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to be very careful. And a lot of the guys will ride on girls' coattails and try to, you know, let me get in the industry if I fuck the right girl, you know. And it's hard for a male to get into the industry. These boys don't have it easy.
Right.
And the ones that are getting in are these pretty boys and who knows if they can perform or not. So
that's
why I work with the professionals that are older and they know what they're doing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So how much older? I mean, men can be a lot older in movies than women can.
More experience, but I love older men. I mean, my man is a lot older than me, but I mean, I love older men. To me, porn is not about the guy. When I watched porn as a younger girl, I didn't, you know, necessarily look if he was a 17, 18-year-old looking type guy.
Right.
You know, now women are more into porn and whatnot, so they like to look at the pretty boy with the, you know what I mean? And it's the same for girls.
Right.
I have a very tough look to go for because this industry preys on girls that look like little girls, and I don't, you know, and it's not the typical porn star look anymore.
Right.
So it's changed a lot.
Yeah.
The business is different now.
Yeah, in 4 years, huh? In four
and you
years,
know, this, I mean, this is, yeah, just in those 4 years, and even before that, it was starting to change.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, normally you'd only see like the same male actors in all the different things. And then there was a different girl every single week. I mean, they're, you know, the big names that everybody knew, like Jenna Jameson, Nikki Hunter, and, you know, stuff like that. But it's, yeah, I mean, there's a huge evolution right now you've been seeing. And I don't watch porn that much, but I've been, since David's been, you know, throwing me some movies, I've been, you know, watching them.
Who's David?
David Lord. He's a producer for Adam and Eve, a couple other things. He sponsors my show.
Okay.
He directs for Wicked. He directed the parody I just did for Breaking Bad XXX. He's a really great director.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
How long has he been doing this, do you know?
Forever.
Oh, yeah, a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
It's cool once you establish yourself, you know, I mean, then people demand you and stuff, and it's good, you know. So you've been doing this for 4 years now. How long do you plan on continuing this? As long as
you know,
as
right you have now, work? I'm in it all the way. I'm kind of diving into my work right now and kind of making it a priority. I'm also going to school. Mm-hmm. I'm majoring in business finance, and I want to finish school.
Right.
I don't plan on doing this forever, mm-hmm. but I plan on these next few years writing it out as hard and as long as that I can.
That's true.
Yeah, sorry, God. I was letting him go. I just keep dropping him. Like, but no, I really do.
Hopefully,
plan.
You still have a butthole when you're done, right?
Oh, my God.
Jeez. You know, honestly,
you've got to see some of the pictures.
I honestly can count on hands how many times that I've done those type of scenes.
Oh, really?
And I actually only perform them now with one other performer, so it actually works out for me.
Well, Sam, I mean, come on. Like, I hate, you know, like, it's so funny. People are like, oh my God, porn stars have to be loose and all this.
No,
you're like, what?
They got, not true.
They get sex, you know, once a week on their set, and it looks, oh my God, they're having sex all the time.
No, people really think that we have so many multiple sex partners, and oh my God, how can you have a relationship when you guys fuck this and that? You guys would be shocked at how many days we sit at home and we're like, twiddling our thumbs, nothing better to do. You don't work every day.
Right.
The pictures you see are so over-exaggerated. We know how to make things look the way they look on the internet for a reason. That's why we do what we do.
and you know, like, probably most of these girls probably have tighter pussies than all the other girls out there because they're sitting there doing their Kegels all the time. And,
that's a male thing. Isn't you guys it? Think that no matter what, a girl's vagina, the more things are put in it, the looser it gets. That is completely untrue.
Yeah, babies come out of those things. It goes back to normal.
It does. It really does. And you know what? It's so not true. And a woman's vagina, if it wants to go back to even tighter than it had been before, it will.
Really?
Yeah. It's a muscle.
Yeah, it's a muscle.
Mm. Oh, so you have to exercise it, though.
Yeah. Well, Sam, you've never felt like a little pulse or anything when you're like in your wife or nothing, you know? I mean, come on.
You want me to share my sex?
Ask her to squeeze it next time.
So. Exactly.
She doesn't need to. She's fine.
Now you're just that big, Sam. You're just that big.
Yeah.
OMG.
Sam the hammer.
Okay, now I'm just.
Well, you're over there on your phone, so I figured
she's
I'd kick
totally
in a
out of
bit.
This conversation.
No, I'm in the conversation.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to do something right now.
I'm not texting you right now. I'm in the studio. It's
cool. No, and I check Twitter feeds, and I on here all the time. That's what I do. How do you think half the time when you text me during the show, I know how to answer something? Because I'm looking at my damn phone. Normally, I'm looking at my computer, but it's dead right now, so I'm using my phone on the internet.
Yeah.
Girls can multitask.
Joey's your lifeline, you know?
That's right. I got to tell you guys when it sucks.
We get instant response.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, so that's if my phone service is working. I hate you, AT&T.
Brandy, I see here you got over 60,000 followers, man. That's a lot of people.
And I didn't buy them.
I'm sure. I didn't buy those.
How often do you get messages that say somebody saying really nasty things about you?
Oh, here's the thing. You know what? This is the thing. I have built this relationship with most of my Twitter followers that they really, if I follow them back, I ran some contests and things a long time ago that I would follow people back and whatnot. And I, you know, sometimes you get those messages you don't want to answer, so I just don't answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and then they'll continue to write or they'll get the hint or I write, you know, I don't like to talk about that kind of stuff. Or if they direct message me something, if they want to know something specific about a scene, I'll tell them direct message me. Please don't post some picture of me with a graphic picture on my Twitter feed. It's public. People can see that. And I like to keep it a little bit more classy.
Right.
So, but as for people that I follow that I don't want to read their Twitter feed, there's called a mute button. So.
Well, how often does somebody like send you a picture of their wiener?
Oh my gosh, dick pictures are the best because you can retweet them and phone numbers are awesome too.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I think it's hysterical when people tweet me their penises, their phone numbers, their BBM numbers.
It's like, what
you know
hell?
What? Yeah. It, seriously, like, if you even had a shot in hell, you would not start it off with a dick picture.
Yeah. Right.
And
exactly.
Guys don't get that. I mean, every woman says the same thing.
No, I used to get them all the time. Like,
guys
all
don't
the
get
time.
It. We would rather you at least, like, approach it in a decent way. Right. Like, don't be that pervy guy that's like, I just watched you in that video, this, and that. And
they, like, think you like it.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is disgusting, and I'm, like, literally grossed out. Like, you literally disgust me, and I picture you whacking off in your room all day with no life, and there's, like, cum all over your fingers and hands, and you smell dirty.
Yeah.
That's what I, like, think of you.
Yeah. Guys that send dick pictures, first of all, they get blocked, because I'm not going to put up with anybody Twitter's not a place where you go on and either degrade or talk how you feel like you should to a woman or send out disgusting pictures. And I'm, you know, typically if you tweet me your phone number on public timeline, I'm not going to call you.
Yeah.
I mean, the rest of the world so they can.
That's pretty funny there. I mean, like,
I know.
That's like setting yourself up for getting prank phone called. Hey, here's my number. Just give me a call.
It is. And you know, but I do have to say about Twitter though is I have built some strong relationship with a few people that I have met through there that it's just been amazing.
That's great though.
That I have bonds with that know things about my personal life and that we've really gotten to know each other on another level. And it's not every guy on there that's a perv or girl for that matter.
Right.
I have females as well that they just think it's interesting what I do and my life is interesting in the things that I participate in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool to connect with civilians that I might never meet face to face, but I get to know a little bit about them and they know about me. So it's I get to connect to people with a personal level. I think that's probably why my Twitter became so popular.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, it's at least 60,000 people are watching you. That's a lot of people. And that's just the people on Twitter. I'm sure you have hundreds of thousands of people watching you and stuff. But do you think about that sometimes?
You know what? No, I didn't think about it until I just shot a scene recently the other day in San Francisco. And it was a scene actually done in front of an audience. And that was the first.
Oh, that's weird.
That was the first time I'd ever performed anything like that in front of a room full of people.
How big is this audience?
Like 60 to 70 people.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Well, because normally there's, 8 to 10 people on set?
Well, no. See, people in the business, it's different. I can perform in anybody that's lighting, sound, PAs, whatever. That's totally fine because I'm in a set. This was a set as well. But these were real civilians, live people.
So they paid for a ticket to come?
No, they didn't pay. They came and they get to watch and they get drinks and snacks.
Is it mostly guys?
No.
Or is it couples?
No, it was a lot of couples and women.
Yeah.
So like live sex shows? Is that what it is? Like in Amsterdam and stuff that they have?
Well, it's recorded. It's an actual site. So that's what the site aims for. But this show, I was so nervous, and I couldn't believe how nervous something like that would make me. And it went great, but to watch that many people, I couldn't believe.
Yeah.
You don't think about it when you're in movies. They just go on the shelf, and you never think about it again.
That's true. It's like being in theater instead of in the movies, it's like you get instant response.
Yeah. I mean, did it affect you, like, hearing people in the audience or like connect or like looking up and like you like divert your attention away from it and you're like, oh shit, and then you're like going back, like, did it
in the audience was actually allowed to come up and kind of like watch and kind of like the girls would touch me and things and get involved a little bit while I'm performing.
That's like extreme voyeurism.
So it was pretty crazy and they nobody really got out of hand, but it was kind of empowering to feel like, wow. Like,
were they naked too? Or were they?
No,
just...
they were all clothed. And there was only one female allowed to touch me and the male performer that I was with to touch me. Mm. So it worked out to where I knew, I mean, I trusted the two people I was working with and that I was working with my own guy, my significant other, and a girl that I'm very, very close with. Mm-hmm. So it just turned out to be really fun. But at the same time, terrifying when you have no idea what these people are thinking or into or what they're Right. You have no idea. I was terrified, but I'm glad I got over that hurdle.
You probably got a couple messages later like, oh, I saw that look you gave me.
I got pictures from people that are like, I'm making this my Christmas card because every other one I'm like flipping in the bird, you know. That's funny.
Quit looking at me. Here's the bird.
Can you imagine the pressure on the guy, though? I mean, you know, to stay hard, to be able to come in front of all these people.
Why, yeah. That's why I chose to do it with the person that I feel.
Yeah, some guys can get hard anywhere, anytime.
Well, see, this is the thing. I only work with the best, and
Joey is raising his hand.
And I only work with the best, and that male performer happens, in my perspective, to be the top when it comes to any kind of performance.
He has
no problem with anything, mm-hmm. and that's why I trust and chose him and only use him, because I know that there's no problem there. If it would have, if he would have been having trouble, or the person would have been, it would have been a disaster.
Right. Yeah.
A disaster, because for me, I'm already on display. I'm already nervous as shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to deal with that.
Now, are you guys allowed to like drink beforehand?
Because so that's the thing. They're all drinking, but we're not supposed to. So we're like sitting there going when we were done, we were like, drinks.
Yeah.
Something, because it was just
How long did you guys like? Do you have to go for a certain amount of time?
We were down there from like probably 8 until 10:45 at night, and we were rolling footage 40 minutes straight. I took a break. Then we rolled another 30. So
straight footage. So you guys didn't, no cuts. You're just like,
no cuts.
Bam, 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 the whole damn time.
No cuts. And this is also a BDSM site. So there was some bondage involved. So there was, it was intense.
So it wasn't like 30 minutes of straight sex. I mean, you guys were like whipping each other and.
Well, no, there was a lot of it, props to my male, because he held it together when it would, they would just go crazy in awe when, you know, one's hanging from the ring and I'm tied up and he's going full force. They were just like, oh my God, I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that to someone before. You know,
I want to know how he lasted that long. You know, a couple of minutes and you're good.
Does he take anything ever? No,
he's been in the business nine and a half years. Knows what he's doing, and that's, you know, that's what these pro guys do. There's a handful of them in the top of the industry, and you know, he's not a pretty boy though, so he looked the part for the BDSM, so it worked out.
You put a mask on him?
No, but they put masks on me, man.
Yeah, because you played the sub, right?
I was the sub, and they were in there. The girl was her name was Princess Donna, so she's a dom, and then, you know, he was in there with her. So yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Awesome. Wow.
I could never be a sub.
I really don't like being subs for anybody but girls.
Mm-hmm.
I hate pain.
But I would love to dom a guy.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, like a bitch boy.
Yeah. Sam?
Like we heard last week of this small penis humiliation.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's that, right?
I've heard about that.
Yeah. This girl was on here last week and she was telling us she does it, and she, like, that's one of her biggest sellers.
Yeah.
Does she do, like, clips for sale and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you do clips for sale, you would be surprised. The most, okay. The craziest things you can think up in your head, that's what's going to sell the most. Not even sex acts, just real crazy shit that you think.
Yeah, people are weird. Like, they want their balls smashed and shit. Like, step on it with a stiletto.
I've heard of, like, catheters, people putting in.
Whoa.
In the penis, right?
Yeah.
Ugh. I remember, like, my girlfriend, she was, like, going through an odd jobs period. This is, like, years ago. And she got hired, it was an Asian site, and she's half Asian, and they hired her to come kick a guy in the balls repeatedly.
Yeah.
And she got like $500 to come in and just kick a guy in the balls, and she's like, why not? I'll do this once a week. This is totally fine.
Sounds like a good job for you. You kicked a guy in the balls before here, but you did it for free.
Yeah, exactly.
There's actually a site just for girls beating up boys. There's a site, and the girls are fully clothed, and they're just beating the shit out of boys. There's a real site like that.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm I'm a pussy when it comes to pain. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Like my wife wants to like bite me or something. It hurts. Well, a nipple's fine, but like, biting like to where it like leaves marks, and
you're like, why would you do that?
How do you get pleasure out of pain? I don't understand this shit.
I know.
I don't mind biting. Just don't do it where it's noticeable. Like, I don't want to be walking around
wait,
with, like...
Wait, you biting, like, hard biting? Like, it'll leave a mark?
I mean, don't leave teeth marks, obviously.
Yeah, don't leave teeth.
She doesn't want marks, like, on her, yeah. like, neck up or something.
Yeah.
She's going to walk into work wait, with, like, teeth hickeys? Marks.
Hickeys. Exactly. Those things are so stupid. I don't want to... Well, suck on someone's neck. Let's give you a fucking hickey. I mean, what well, the hell kids, is that stupid
well,
shit?
Well, kids will... do that to mark their targets.
Yeah.
You know? I should just pee on her. I mean, it works just the same.
My God.
The hickey lasts like three or four days. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, and then there's some people who just have really sensitive skin. So yeah. like, you know, like the guy we just broke up, like he's got super sensitive skin. So like, I accidentally would be like, shit, whoops, I left marks.
Hickey's all over.
Oh well. I mean, they wouldn't be here, like on your neck. They'd be other places and stuff. Oh. But I mean, I or like that. Scratch marks, even. You know yeah. what I mean? Like just certain marks. Yeah. Oops.
Brigitte is in the wrong business, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah. I know friends that work at those dominatrix
yeah,
clubs.
Yeah, I can help you out. I can get you up to kink, and you could just start doming little
exactly.
boys.
You don't have to get undressed. Or
you wouldn't have to
yeah,
show
you
anything.
You don't even have to show anything. You just beat them up.
Yeah.
That would be really fun, actually. It might get my aggro out.
Yeah, or if guys just suck on your toes and stuff like that, foot fetish and stuff. No?
She doesn't look like
Sam, what are you trying to say there over there?
I don't want people touching me.
Are you a foot fetish?
Me? Not at all.
Yeah,
not,
right.
No, really, I don't. But we were talking about it. The
yeah,
other
yeah.
Day.
No,
it's just one of the things that.
Me all the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, foot fetish fascinates me because people will get horny. No,
over feet.
Oh yeah, of stinky feet. You know, like stinky socks and shit.
Okay. Really a toe
well,
job,
guess
baby.
What? I have a really stinky cast right now. And I wash it daily.
I'm sure somebody would lick it for you.
Is that what that was when I came when you came in here?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I sprayed it, so it smells like petunia.
For
petunia's an ass.
The thing is because I can't wear a sock, so I have sweat in it.
Right.
So like I need you can't wash the inside of this cast. So right. like what do you do?
Yeah.
I wash my foot all the time. I mean, yeah. I wash my foot a couple times a day, but you can't. The cast is like what smells, so yeah. I can't do anything about it. Oh well.
What are you gonna do? People have to be understanding.
I'll just shove it in someone's face.
Yeah.
I bet someone will pay you too.
Probably.
I guarantee it.
Now you know what I'm wondering about guys and stuff is that how do they even still have problems when there's Viagra and everything?
You know what? Intimidation. You're in front of a camera, a director. You're having to. Here's the thing people don't understand about porn. You need to, as a guy, it's positions that you need to be in so that the camera can even see what you're doing.
Right.
So
yeah.
it's not actual like what you would see in your bedroom. You need to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys don't always do the jackhammer in your bedroom?
Yeah, we always, always, always do it all the time.
I'm going to crush your shoulders into the ground, bitch.
Yeah, we do pile driver at home like crazy. It's like my favorite, like hanging off the side of a bed somewhere. No, but... You know, they still have troubles, trust me. You get in front of an audience and you know, this is why I tend not to work with a lot of new talent, not
yeah.
to be offensive,
yeah.
but hey, you know, you gotta work your way in and
yeah.
and you know, I don't
literally
need, and yeah. this is the thing. The pros, they don't need you to even touch them to get them hard. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You don't have yeah. to come near them. They don't have to do anything.
Are there still fluffers?
No. And you know what? It's so funny because I feel like that was just paid extra girls to get blowjobs out on them. But you know what? Like, porn used to be, back in the day, looped because there was no Viagra. There's nothing.
Right.
So even the guys that, you know, perform now that take or do whatever they do, it doesn't work, then they should... just not perform.
Right. Right.
But back in the days, the guys did it without Viagra. You're talking about guys like Julian and things like that. They were the real guys doing it with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's changed a lot. It's still yeah. not easy. I feel for the guys. It's difficult, man.
Don't feel for them. They're just happy to be in the industry, I'm sure.
Well, isn't porn the only industry where men are paid less than women?
Yeah,
that's not always true. There are top guys in this business that are paid. I know that some of my guys I work with are paid more with girls in the business. Some guys
really?
Are paid more than some of the top girls you would think of.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's that? Just I guess because they're able to perform, they're reliable.
Good,
yeah.
Well, yeah, everybody knows Ron, Jeremy, and what's the other guy that has a show here?
Lexington Steel. Yeah, Lexington Steel. I think he's probably. Not probably. He's very active in the industry and stuff. I mean, he's done a lot of work and stuff. So. Yeah, so I'm sure he's one of the higher paid ones, you know.
Yeah,
but
Lexington.
Yeah, because he's got, he's Rome. Unique and everything and that. But yeah, for the most part, I can imagine that, many people find it hard to get into the industry. And once they do, maybe a couple of them would
It's pretty
rise
much almost
to
impossible. And unless you're a young boy and you go on agency websites and submit your photos and they give you a shot, you're going to start out at a very low rate and you're going to have to work your way in. And if you screw up one time and a girl calls it in, it's pretty much your shot.
Right.
So guys usually try to hook up with a girl in the business who will spread their name or give them something, some kind of good praise, or you have to be a really good looking dude and walk into an agency and try out. So for a dude to get in the business is next to impossible, much less become a top guy in the business.
What exactly is a tryout? Like, do you have to go in there and perform?
I don't know
or
what? No, they would try you out on a scene. They would put you with like a smaller company or whatnot, and they would just try out. And if, you had any issues, they would.
Wait, so no matter, like, they're filming it for your tryout, so your tryout is on film.
But it's not necessarily a tryout. They're booked for a scene.
Right.
If they fuck up on that scene, if they completely fail, you're sent and you don't get paid.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, these guys, they need to, they kind of get one shot. And most of it, like I said, is through referrals, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The referral system.
Yeah.
This guy is awesome.
So what about you? Like, would you ever have your own family? Like, do you want to have kids down the road or no?
I might already.
Oh, you do already have kids. Okay.
I actually have my own little family going.
Aww. So. Nice. Cool. Nice. So you've built your own family. And
yeah.
Stuff.
I have my own family. I have a good support system. That's my little family. So yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah. I wasn't sure because I know like a lot of like porn stars we've had in here or people we've had in the industry, they're like, it's not in my future or whatever, or just down the road. But
it was a surprise and I was young and it worked out and it's good for me.
How old is, can I ask?
7.
Aw.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Yeah. So you got into the industry, into stripping and stuff, what, right after high school?
I would say about almost 19 years old. I was kind of rebellious after my dad passed away. My mom got a new boyfriend and stuff, so I was a little rebellious. And then decided, hey, if I can get dollars for taking off my top, why not?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, most girls give that away for free.
I mean, shit. Yeah. Because in public, I'm a very, very more reserved person, so but dancing and I still feature dance, so I'm still getting to go into these strip clubs and still kind of doing my thing on stage because I was a professional dancer before I even got in the business. So it's kind of still something that I like to do.
Yeah, so you enjoy it sometimes, right?
Featuring is amazing.
Really?
And the appearances are amazing. I have an amazing appearance coming up at the end of this month. I'm hosting the Rob Zombie Marilyn Manson concert Florida for Halloween.
Really?
Are they going to have you like dress up all crazy and shit?
They are actually having Rob Zombie's wife and myself done up by her makeup people, and we're doing zombie.
That's awesome.
Zombies are awesome.
That's going to be so fun.
I'm honored. I'm overjoyed. It's going to be amazing. And, it'll be a lot of fun.
Sexy Halloween is always awesome. Like Heather were talking about, knots and all that stuff.
It's my birthday this month. So it's like I get a double whammy.
What day?
Yeah. The 19th.
I'm the 29th.
But the party's the 18th. So if you all want to come out, it'll be in Hollywood.
So say it again. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at Block in Hollywood on the 18th of October.
18th of October. Okay, so people mark it up. Also, how can people find you other than going on Google and looking at images?
Oh, your Twitter.
Twitter.com/BrandyAniston, BrandyAniston. Or you can find me at BrandyAniston.com, which is about to launch soon. Right now, it's just my blog site, but it will be launching. And, you can contact to book me, LA Direct Models.
Okay.
And my publicist is Rising Star PR.
Sounds good. So there's a lot of ways to get a hold of Brandy if you want to. Brandy, thank you so much for joining us. You're
thank
a lot
you
of fun.
Yeah, you are.
And very interesting life and stuff. But we wish you the best, obviously. Obviously, you've been doing something right if you've been doing it for over 4 years, you know, I think.
It hasn't been easy.
It's
been a slow climb, so hopefully good things to come. Positive energy, so good.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know what? I think I got a special request out here from one of your very long-term fans who has a birthday today.
Yes.
I was wondering if we could get the girls to say happy birthday to Chris.
Okay,
oh,
say happy birthday, Chris
birthday.
Brown.
Yes. Happy birthday, Chris.
Hey, yes. Chris, happy birthday.
I wish you would have reminded me. I would have loaded the birthday song, but we'll do that tomorrow.
A little late, Sam.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Joey Olson, thank you so much for joining us, my friend.
Oh, no problem.
Always a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, I got to sit in between your girls here. It was cool.
Exactly. Rather than be behind the scenes, today you're in front.
Yeah, I'm not, just not messaging
front
in.
Front and center, yeah. All right. Well, Brigitta, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.